And all day, we've been tracking the market's reaction to the Brexit, the British vote to leave the EU. As we've said, if you have a retirement account, best not to look at it because markets have been in a tizzy. And then there's interest rates as well. Marilyn Giwax is an NPR senior business editor. She's been following the global economic impacts all day. So Marilyn, first of all, remind people if they've just tuned into this, what's been going on and then where are we now?
Well, even as the vote was coming in last night, it started to shake up markets all over the world. Mm-hmm. It started in Asia. The Japan stocks were down about 8%. Then it spread to Europe. They're down 6%. Here in the United States, the stock market dropped pretty dramatically at first, down about 3%. And it looked like things were going to stabilize. It got a little bit better. But in the past hour or so, it's back down to 3% off. Now, that's not as bad as Japan, but it's not great. You know, so there's a lot to worry about. People are concerned about the global economy. You know, over the last 2 years, we've been hit with a bunch of things. Right. China started to slow down. Oil prices fell. That hurt countries like Russia. Brazil's been a mess. But Europe was kind of stable, you know, not growing very well, but at least growing some. And it was a stable region. And having that disrupted in this way by this British decision, it's causing uncertainty. And as you say, investors just hate uncertainty.
They don't like it. So, you know, whenever we speak, you always say, but don't pay any attention if you have a retirement
don't
account.
Look.
Don't look. Don't do anything. But should you do something? This seems different.
Yeah, well, you know, for those of us who have any money in a 401k, you know, I still feel battered by what happened in 2008 and 9 when we saw all of our stock prices drop down. But, you know, I had that great delicate balance between being paralyzed and, you know, worried about I wanted to do something with my stocks, but I also was just too afraid to do anything. And that turned out to be really a good decision because stocks came back. They've nearly tripled since the worst in 2009. So if you just leave things alone, most of the time it does come back. But on the other hand, maybe we're in for a pretty long haul here of real volatility. So everybody's different. It depends on your age, your appetite for risk. So you kind of need to take a look at your own situation.
Right.
But generally speaking, stocks are a little bit scary right now, but the alternatives aren't great. Interest rates are very low.
We'll talk about interest rates for a second. I mean, do you think they'll go further?
They're really low. I mean, historic lows all over the world, because the thing is, with all of this volatility and concerns about the state of the global economy, people are looking for places to park their money just to be safe. You don't even need to make money. You just sort of want to know that it'll be there when you need it. So why should a bank pay you a lot in interest? Why should the U.S. Treasury give you a lot in interest? You're willing to loan them money just to get a little tiny itty-bitty bit of interest. So interest rates are low, and that's great for savers, but it's certainly it's hard on savers,
right,
although it is good for borrowers.
It's another reason, as you say, to keep your money in stocks, because you might, the gamble might be
something.
You gain more in the long run. Well, NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Giwax, watching as all of us are, but with a better understanding of what's going on today as the markets react to the Brexit vote. Marilyn, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Robin.